On this morning's episode of Another World is Possible, we go deeper into the building of alternative institutions within the difficult revolution in Venezuela. Sanctions by the U.S. government in favor of the traditional ruling elite have severely impacted the possibilities for social change within that extremely unequal society. On the Old Mole, we've been curious about what can be accomplished under these conditions and about what efforts continue and with what morale. Back in November, we aired an interview Old Mole Luisa Martinez did with a member of a Venezuelan commune. That commune, called La Minca, subsequently celebrated its 10th anniversary, and Luisa returned to Caracas for a follow-up interview, parts of which we'll hear now. Minca, the name of the commune, is a Quechua word meaning collective work for the people. You can hear Luisa's first interview by going to the Old Mole website for the November 14th program. In both that interview and this one, Luisa spoke with Sofia Isabel Gonzalez Ortiz. In the earlier one, Sofia spoke of her own family background and her own path to political consciousness coming out of a conservative family. She described the multi-tiered commune, a combination community space, bakery, and farm, and told how it was established and how it deals with ongoing attacks by Venezuelan right-wing forces, the attacks ranging from hoarding in order to create artificial scarcities, to media lies, to physical assaults. Of particular interest to me was the commune's roots in capoeira, the martial art developed by black communities in Brazil, resisting colonial oppression and exploitation. Sofia spoke very directly also about the impact of the United States blockade of foodstuffs, medicines, and healthcare products, and more. That earlier interview left us with further questions, which Luisa and Sofia address here. One was on the role of women within the project of building alternative institutions. How has that role been changing? And how does this young woman revolutionary evaluate it? Then there's the issue of the commune's relation to the government. What channels are there between these new institutions and the state? What resources can the commune expect from the government? And in turn, what influence does it have over the government? And that last question is part and parcel of what exactly does the commune have to offer the surrounding community, especially as this particular commune is located in the heart of the capital city. The commune is named, after all, Collective Work for the People. Sofia's English is a little slow, so be patient. What she has to say is important. Here then is Luisa Martinez with Sofia Isabel Gonzalez Ortiz.
So, Sofia, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for the invitation.
Of course. We did an interview before. You kind of gave us a history a couple months ago of La Minca, but can you just remind us again in like 1 or 2 minutes, just a quick history of this commune?
Yes, sure. Well, La Minca is a social movement based on political and cultural revolution. It's an actual cultural house that was built 10 years ago in one of the expropriations of private buildings with the government of Maduro.
You recently celebrated a 10-year anniversary of La Minca.
Yes.
Like you said. So can you give us, what does this mean for La Minca? What's this signify?
It means that we have 10 years contributing with our community and the commune, and actually making a space an important space in presidential territory in Caracas for the revolution. It's not just 10 years of being cultural activists and being politically active. This 10-year anniversary, it's been very special, not only because it means like 10 years of cultural activism and making politics throughout the territory of the nearest territory to the presidential house in Caracas.
Uh-huh. And just to give clarity, we're close to Miraflores, which is basically the White House of Venezuela.
Yes, exactly. It's not just making like this a space for the revolution to be a possible way of living. It also means we have 10 years of actual political life, mm-hmm. like giving food to our people throughout the public kitchen that we have, giving spaces of education with educational purposes in our cultural house with every kind of educational sector. It doesn't matter which, for example, project you have, you can bring it here, mm-hmm. as long as you are with the community and with the revolution, of course, and you want to bring something to the people. So it's been very special for us, for the community, for the commune. It means we have 2 years of battling to actually start the commune that Chavez always dreamed of in this territory in particular, where there wasn't a commune. And 2 years ago, we started that project with the whole community.
Speaking of projects, can you talk about some of the projects that you're working on and what success you've had?
Of course. Well, right now we have as a commune project to bring like this street parliaments where our people has the last word. This street parliament began because we had a lot of issues, public issues that every community has. For example, water issues, and the street lighting was damaged and the institutions were taking a lot of time to respond to the demands of our people. So we started making this a space where we invited a lot of political characters, for example, the Minister of Comunas. We also invited the Chief of Hidrocapital, which is the main institution for water here, the public service of water. We invited also the Chief of Corpoelec, which is the main institution for electric purposes. And
Let me explain. So mm-hmm. just to be clear, in Venezuela, there's an actual Ministry of Communes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to explain that.
Yes, there is an actual Minister of Communes, and we have a great relationship with them here in La Minca. So we use that kind of political ties to bring solutions to our people. And we knew that the best way to compromise these characters, these political figures of power, were to give our people the last word in the parliament. The political characters, they talk in the middle of a parliament, but they have to listen to the demands, to everything. And of course, it's not only our people of the commune that talk, there are also other persons of the community in general that want to come here. They are with the government or not. And we let them talk because that's what the parliaments are about. So they have actually given a lot of positive results. In 2022, our main goal was to get our community system of pipes checked. And we achieved it 5 days before the year ended. But we achieved it with the parliament. We also achieved the update of our electrical service in the street service.
Okay, so those things were fixed.
Yes, they were fixed. And now we have a very good lighting system. We have the whole problems of our system of pipes of water checked, and we also have how we need to reinstall or what we need to solve to actually have better services of water.
Okay, that's yes. Great to hear, because last time I talked to you, it was very clear there were issues with water. We sat on the rooftop and I could see the big barrels of water that you guys were storing.
Yes, they were they were our main problem here in the community. So that was a relief for not only to us as a cultural house, but to the whole community.
So if I could just explain, or tell me if this is true, that in Caracas you don't just need water, you need electricity. Because Caracas is on a mountain and you need that electricity to push that water up. So it's not just a problem for the communal territory, it's really a bigger problem for all of Caracas.
Exactly.
But it sounds like you guys organized to make sure that, you know, the connections that you had within the government, which, you know, the communal system and the government are one, it's integrated.
Exactly.
And you guys leverage that to solve issues that a lot of people who live in Caracas have every year.
Yes, I understand that internationally that's not an issue. But since our economical war, they became a huge issue. Our government started running out of resources to actually take care of our services, our public services.
And just to briefly explain, we talk about the economic warfare. You're talking about the illegal sanctions that the United States government has leveraged against Venezuela.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And so you're using the system of communes, right, to try to attempt to fix it.
Yes, exactly. Because we not only are guaranteeing our own safety, we know that we inspire other people to do that. It's not like our parliaments are just for our commune and that's it. Every other persons of other communes all over our country and all over Caracas come here to make our parliaments with us. So it's a collective work. And because of that other political ties, we can actually invite other political characters without us even knowing that they were going to be here. But our comrades take them, like, oh yeah, so we are invited to La Comuna Miraflores, let's go. And they appear and it's like, wow, there is another parliamentary here of the national parliament. So that's a very good way to not only give a space for the people to actually attend their demands. It's also to make political ties and to give the power that people actually need.
Let's pause momentarily before Luisa continues her interview with Sofia. We've been hearing about the actual process of social transformation in Venezuela, that it's not top-down, that there is space for creating alternative democratic institutions that actually have some power. The context, of course, that Sofia emphasized much more in the first interview, is that these institutions are contested. They're being built in the face of continuing class opposition, which leads us to the very concrete politics of food, and through that, to the role of women. Sofia begins by talking about the communal distribution of food and the guarantees of food for everybody.
This was a politic that Chavez did in 2006 because he knew that if there were any chances that the opposition wanted to sabotage the revolution, it will start from the stomach of our people. So he decided to constitutionally give us the right to have a meal a day. Even though you're poor, even though you're rich, even though you're middle class, it doesn't matter. You have the right for a food each day.
So it's clear that it isn't means-based. So I think a lot of people in the United States, you know, there's programs, but you have to be poor. You have to make certain, you have to make below a certain, you know, either the poverty level or something like that. It looks like the vision for the revolution in Venezuela said, we're not going to do means testing.
Yes, exactly.
When you talk about the food, are you talking about the clap boxes?
That comes after this political initiative that Chavez has.
Okay.
Because the clap boxes started with Maduro.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, and that was a response to the illegal sanctions.
Exactly.
Okay.
Chavez did this to secure our alimentation, even though any circumstances were around. That political, we can call it like political move, mm-hmm. actually made a space for a lot of years later, like 7 years and a half later, for Maduro to take the political course to clap boxes.
I see. And so when you say everybody was entitled to a meal, how did that happen?
Well, Chavez started the Misiones Mama Rosa. That these missions, this mission basis, was having alimentation houses. Instead of the kitchen being part of our private life, our private houses, it would be public. I think that's powerful, because one of the basic, we even listen to it in jokes, the main basis of the patriarchy that's part of the capitalism and imperialism is that the women belong to the kitchen. Chavez took the kitchen out of the houses. That's like powerful. I think it's very amazing. It's powerful. And he made the kitchens a public. It was political. It was a political space. It was public. Everyone was entitled to a meal a day. And these houses made it possible. These houses were part of our dorsal spine. Like our back.
Mm-hmm.
They got our back in the revolution. They weren't just these housewives that were making food for everyone and that's it. They had a salary. That meant they had a beneficial salary. They received food from the state to feed everyone that wanted a meal a day in that house. That meant also they could make their own politics on how to manage the kitchen. It's actually good to know that we're still having this space for the revolution, even though it's not like we wanted it to be independent. And it's not because we're not with the government and stuff, because totally the opposite. It's because we love to seek for the commune project. And we know that it's best to do things our own way and to claim that power our own than to depend on the government, because the government cannot respond to everything. That's impossible.
Yeah. Especially given the conditions.
Exactly.
As a result of the illegal sanction. I kind of like the way that you put it before when you were talking about your relationship with the government, that I think people on the left in the United States think that it's the ultra left in Venezuela versus the government.
Yes.
But the way that you phrased it, it's more like the communes are ultimately seeking to be independent, but in alliance.
Yes.
With the elected government of Venezuela. Is that fair to say?
Yes, exactly. Yes, we're working on it, because Chavez didn't give us the power. He didn't give the power to the people, just to us. Think that we have everything gained. We know that we have to dispute that power, and in alliance with the government, because it's not like just the government. Because our government is from the left, everything is fine. That's a lie. We're still fighting an international war, economically talking, and we're still facing the capitalism. We're still facing imperialism. We're even colonialism. So we need to make alliances with the government. And that, just that way, We're going to be independent. We're going to actually promote and to make the basis of the communal state that we want. And not only Maduro knows it, we know it. And that's why it works.